Is it time to move the provincial courthouse on Main Street? You know, at one time that was, of course, the heart of the city. Now it's a building where Crown prosecutors and lawyers say they don't necessarily feel safe attending court there. A man is facing assault charges after allegedly attacking a Crown prosecutor as they walked to the courthouse. That happened on Friday. Now, to learn more about this and talk about how lawyers are feeling about this, Adam Dalrymple joins us now. Adam is the president of the BC Crown Counsel Association. Adam, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
How are Crown prosecutors feeling right now, especially the ones who work in that building?
Our membership is really reeling. We're quite shaken by what occurred last Friday.
And has this been something that Crown prosecutors have been afraid of? Like, if you work in that building, has this been a concern in the past?
Yes, I've worked in that courthouse probably 11 years of my career. We know that there was an incident. I believe it was an assault in September of 2022. There we brought this to the attention of our employer. We asked for we recommended a number of changes. Not all of them were implemented. So we're frustrated about this. We're upset. We're angry. This is a problem. As I understand it, this prosecutor was accompanied by a security guard when they were attacked. I think it's a problem that we have to have prosecutors and other court users escorted to the courthouse in a country like Canada, in a province like British Columbia, in a city like Vancouver. That's a problem. The courthouses need to be accessible. They need to be safe. And that begs the question, what about victims of crime? What about vulnerable witnesses? What about the woman who's been assaulted by her partner that needs to come for an advanced interview at that courthouse or has to come to trial to testify, or the retired couple in South Vancouver or Burnaby who need to come to the courthouse, who want to see justice done, who want to watch someone be sentenced? Is it accessible for them? Who's escorting them to the courthouse? So I think this raises a much larger issue about access to safe courts. And that's why we're calling for a public discussion now on the permanent closure and relocation of that provincial court to an area of the city that is accessible and safe, not just for our people and for other court users, but more importantly, the people we serve, the public of Vancouver and Burnaby.
So, Adam, would you say then the time for changes is past now? It's just time to move the courthouse?
I would say that we have to have a public discussion. There's a lot of stakeholders involved here. The toxic drug supply, the housing crisis, untreated mental health issues have deteriorated the safety of that area. It's no longer accessible. And we know that when they build courthouses, there are certain principles that should guide us. Courthouses should reduce trauma. They should reflect our ideals and aspirations. And I would suggest to you that courthouse at 222 Main Street no longer has those attributes.
What kind of changes were asked for? You mentioned that, you know, a couple of years ago you'd asked for more changes. Some happened, some did not. What kind of changes are we talking about?
Well, at the time after that federal prosecutor was assaulted, we asked management, we asked the employer to consider relaxing the remote work provisions or rules to allow prosecutors who don't have to make in-court appearances to be able to work remotely. And that request was rejected. And now, 16 months later, we have a prosecutor who's violently attacked and required hospital care. So we're frustrated. We're upset. We want to see action. I believe the premier cares. I'm encouraged by the comments he has made. But the time for listening to outrage is over. We want to see action, and we want to see meaningful action.
Yeah, is there a process for that? Have you been given any indication that there's a way forward in discussing this issue?
No.
So then what are the next steps? Is this the way you're going to be doing that, pushing this conversation to the forefront?
Yes. We're hopefully, with your support and the public support, we can have an open and public discussion about the movement of this courthouse to a safer area.
Now, have you thought about where, like, what would that look like, the timeline for this?
I don't know where it would be. We know that there's other provincial courts in the city. I don't have the answers. That's for other people to sort of answer and to come up with. But in terms of timeline, we could at least move the prosecutor's offices, relocate them to another location in the city on the short term. And then I think in the longer term, we can discuss possibly the planning and movement of the court permanently out of that area.
Right. That's what I was wondering then. So what can be done in the short term to, do you feel, protect the lawyers and the people who come to that court? Because any moving it is something that's like years away if they do that. So what about the short term?
I don't have all the answers here. This is just the beginning of the process. So I think it's going to involve a public discussion involving a number of stakeholders, including our association.
Have you been hearing from people who work in that building in the last few days?
I've heard from members, my members who work in that courthouse. I haven't heard from others.
And what are they telling you?
They're shocked. They're concerned. I spoke with some of them on Friday. This has really shaken them. This was, as I understand it, this prosecutor was in the company of a security guard. In my submission, we shouldn't have to have security guards. We shouldn't have to shuttle prosecutors and other court users into their courthouse safely. That raises some very big questions about public safety and courthouse accessibility. This is the public's courthouse, and I would submit they deserve better.
Well, Adam, thank you very much for your time on that this morning.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
That's Adam Dalrymple, who's the president of the BC Crown Council Association, saying the time has come for major change, potentially relocating even the Main Street Provincial Courthouse. They're saying it's for public safety. Why now? Well, you've seen the story, heard the story in the news. There is a man who's now been charged in connection with a couple of attacks that happened on Friday. It was the first person who was attacked was a Crown prosecutor. And as Adam talked about there, the Crown prosecutor was being escorted by an unarmed security guard. This actually is part of Crown Council's Safe Walk program. So that particular courthouse, that location already has a Safe Walk program to escort Crown Counsel to the courthouse and into the courtroom. And there was a security guard with her, but the suspect still approached and punched this Crown Counsel in the face. She was taken to hospital, treated for her injuries there. And so, yes, police attended. Apparently, the suspect also attacked someone else. So this person has now been charged in both of those attacks. Police say they believe the two assaults were random, that the suspect and the victims were not known to each other, but that doesn't make it, any more reassuring that this was not a targeted attack. The fact is the neighborhood not safe enough for Crown Counsel to, or anybody who's attending court, to go back and forth to that building? And I thought the really good point that Adam Dalrymple made there too is like, okay, that's Crown Counsel, but what about the victims of crime? What about the people who have to attend court? Those people who have to come there, how do they feel? They don't get to participate in the Safe Walk program or enter with a security guard either. So is the time now to think about moving the courthouse at 222 Main Street, do you think?